WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Nutrition World, Chattanooga's locally owned wellness destination for over four decades. I'm Ed Jones, here with Clint Powell, the self-described PhD of East Ridge Waffle House, and the guy willing to ask the questions most people are thinking but never say out loud. For more than 8 years, this show has been dedicated to helping you cut through the confusion with practical, credible information designed to improve your longevity, increase your health span and lifespan, and give you the daily energy to experience your life at higher levels. And, of course, welcome again after, what, 3 to 3.5 years, Clint?
You've been close to that. Yeah, close to it.
I got to thank Clint. He is giving my daughter boxing lessons.
I think I
at
did one.
Five Star Fitness.
Yeah.
And it went really well yesterday. I think every young lady, middle-aged lady, should learn some self-defense. Not real grappling and all this, but at least not punching like a girlie does, which she
or
did.
Like someone's never thrown a punch, girl or guy.
No, that's right. Yeah. If they've never thrown one, they are not going to be very effective. Well, after one 50-minute session, I saw some vast improvement.
She
Thank you very much.
I only charge $40 an hour, so
yeah, I know you are
$40 for 40 minutes. That's me, $40 by 4. I'm the dollar a minute guy, right there.
That's you, the guy.
Yeah.
So if you worked 100,000 hours, you'll pay your bills off.
Don't get crazy.
Okay.
Don't get nuts. I'll take care of some big government bills though.
Hey, we got a great show today with a Dr. Fleetwood. It's very unusual to have a pharmacist that went to the school. If I could have ever, which I don't rewrite history. But if I did, I would go to Bastyr University and become a naturopathic physician. That's what she did. So we had she's a combo of kind of like you. You're a podcaster and a cook at Waffle House.
I'm not a cook. I couldn't do the cook. That's a really hard job. I do business coaching. Cooking there, that's an art. Are you kidding me? I'm not that good at anything. By the way, it's not too late for you to go back to school. You're always learning new things. You should do that.
I keep, when I was 45, I started saying it's not too late.
It's not too late
then
now.
Then at 50, then 55. Clint.
You learn how to play the fiddle,
Clint,
and everything.
It's too late. I'm almost 70 for a four-year degree.
Ed is giving up.
No, I'm sidelining into violins and flying airplanes. I can't start from square one with a white belt karate class.
Very sad.
No. Hey, I'm going to talk about the meat stock 2026 in segment 3.
Okay, I can't wait to hear that.
On Fox News this morning. I could not believe it. They actually had a big to-do on it. And the headline was, meat-only diet followers claim disease reversal as expert says Americans are the sickest. And talking about the amount of people whose health can be improved. Not all people. Yeah. It is subject to controversy. I am not going to sit here and say it's the written Bible. But I spent, along with Amber, my GI perfect coach at Nutrition World, we spent Friday evening, Saturday, and some of Sunday listening to a very large group of very professional people, from Dr. Berg, who is extremely well-spoken, who educates a lot of this country on social media, to many other really wonderful experts. I'm going to talk about that in the third segment and give you the tips from what I had learned on that. You know, when we start the past 3 weeks, I know it's probably getting old and people are going to go click it off when Ed says, you know the book, Where's Waldo, Clint?
I'm not going to say it again. You just said it.
No, it's not. What's the second sentence? Where did
Ed eat?
This week.
Thank
you. Yeah. I'm going to train him. Okay.
He's not going to train me, but that's okay.
Listen, Hennen's. Have you been to Hennen's in a long time?
Actually, me and Jen went there about 4 weeks ago.
Did
four
you?
Or 5 weeks
Did
ago.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was good.
We found it to be top notch.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it. Yeah, it was. We were somewhere else eating a couple weeks before that, and we had mentioned great steaks. I can't remember where we were. Oh, I know. We'd been down to someplace downtown that wasn't great, and we'd mentioned not being to Hennen's in a while, so we went and enjoyed it. Yeah, it was
wonderful.
Good food.
Doc Holliday threw that up on a Sunday mm-hmm. and had the best probable cheeseburger of my almost 69 years of living.
Wow.
Why that is, I don't know. Maybe it was a special day. I will update people on my health. I started feeling lousy a week ago Wednesday. I didn't say anything to you on Thursday because I know you're
you like
a hypochondriac.
I'm not hypochondriac at all.
Not at all. No,
I'm really not.
And so I was dragging butt, but no one knew that. But I can tell you who knew it on Thursday night was the commode, and I had a stomach bug. And it was a sight to endure, and I think it's so wonderful when I feel like crap because it makes me more appreciate, hey, crap, feel like crap. I feel so appreciative on when it turns the corner, and I know that I have my health and energy because, golly, I felt like 100 years old, 100. Yeah. And also ate at Sweet Basil, and I did eat at Cava last week, but I was starting to get sick. Tell me if you're like this. So I went to Cava, had to force food because I was not hungry. It was starting to come on. Now the last place on earth I want to go is Cava.
So you're associated with the last place you eat.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's true. I had a friend got food poisons 20 years ago at Crystal. And he got real sick. And man, it was years. He would drive by Crystal mm-hmm. and go, nah.
Yeah.
But it might have been that, but probably not.
No, it wasn't.
Not.
It wasn't.
Got a stomach bug.
It was a stomach bug.
It's just associated with
but
what you ate. Yeah.
It's like.
It'll come back.
Brian, my friend Brian, workout partner, said today, let's go to Cava. I said, I can't do it. I just don't want to. So we went to Mongolia.
Is Brian your really thin, not muscular friend, the guy that just now needs to get in the weight room more? That Brian? Oh, he'll listen. So that'll make him mad. That's for you, Brian. I'm just kidding.
Mr. Bulky.
Yeah. Yeah, but Cava, you'll get your taste.
Yeah,
back
it'll come back.
It'll come back.
And I had yesterday. I think I told you, Clint. I got this PR lady out of New York. I was on Fox News in Washington D.C. They gave me 5 minutes. They're asking me about health and using AI to help us in fitness and about what works for sleep. So I'm doing a lot of that. It's good for me, and it also helps spread the word. Spread the word.
Good for you. Yeah, yep. That's awesome.
Real quickly, this probably won't apply to people's thinking patterns right now, but the FDA commissioner was replaced 2 days ago. That isn't unpredictability with unknowns in any industry can kind of shake us in our boots a little because we don't know what's coming. The wrong FDA commissioner can cause great grief within the world of nutritional freedoms. And Macri was there. And why he retired, I don't know, or left the place, because he was our friend, and we don't have too many friends.
Is this the guy that just left the administration?
2 days ago.
Yeah, I think it was because of vaping.
It was.
It was because Trump endorsed vaping again. He said he couldn't do it. I think it was because Trump kind of backtracked on some different vapes.
But that was in the big bill, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That
it was something Trump just came out for, and he's like, I can't. That was one of the things that was passionate about him. Yeah.
You know what? I give him credit for standing up.
I do too.
Because there's no human way anything should endorse vaping through the government.
No, I don't. None. I'm not saying way you got to control. I just. Yeah.
Yep, I agree.
I think it was more of an act of protest and uh-huh. his conscience.
Okay.
Yeah.
NeuroLens screening will be at Nutrition World on Friday, May 29th from 1 to 3. Again, what is NeuroLens? It is a type of lens that fixes something where your eyes are out of alignment, like your front end of your car, Clint.
My front end's straight.
Oh, okay. Well, then you don't need...
Straight as an arrow. My eyes are crooked, but straight as an arrow on the car, yeah.
Well, yeah. If you feel like you can't retain information, you feel like... I kind of felt like I had ADD of eyeballs. Because I would read 3 sentences my whole life and they would want to dart off the page. They don't do that any longer. And NeuroLenses have been shown to increase reading speed and memory. Absolutely does it. I've had these glasses 2 years and they do improve mine. So if you want to get screened for it, I don't know, about 50% of the people have good alignment and 50% don't would be my guess. But NeuroLens free screenings on Friday, May 29th from 1 to 3. And we're going to do something called a sound bath. Have you ever heard of sound baths. It's not a bath.
Yeah, no. Thanks for throwing that in there because I'm not a moron. But yeah, it's I've heard of them, but I'm not really sure what they are.
Well, then that means you are a moron.
No, it's okay. I know what sound is. I know what a bath is. I'm assuming you surround yourself with different sounds that would help your frequencies or something like that.
There you go, brother.
Yeah, see, I'm not a moron, but I just don't understand how you do that unless it's just you're putting the big headsets on and they just...
Nope. You know what they are? It's these humongous metal bowls. And there's big, they're bigger, they're as big as this huge table.
And you got somebody...
And they have those, they have, yes, and it runs around the surface of it, or hit it on the side. And we had a lady who would come and
now, I've seen videos real quick, and they sound fascinating. That part I kind of, because I believe in vibrations.
They are powerful, the way that they resonate within your almost spirit and soul. Mm-hmm. And this really great lady from Atlanta is coming up to do this. First time is free. So if you're interested in that kind of journey in
your life,
gonna
be?
It's going to be Sunday, May 31st at the Wellness Corner at 1 p.m. Go to nutritionw.com to sign up, and it is an experience worth having. It really
is. That's fantastic. I like that. I might come to that one.
You know how I love tallow? Not that, I mean, tallow, it could kill you if you eat too much. It is a fat, and we have to balance all these things, protein, fats, and carbs. But the seed oils are really the most devastating part of all foods that are being fixed in restaurants, especially, and even at home. Well, there's a new place opening in Cleveland called Tallow House, and they are going to be opening about a week from now. So if you're in Cleveland, which a lot of people do listen to Vital Health Radio in Cleveland, go check out the Tallow House, and that's pretty darn good.
Very good. Good updates.
Where did our... videographers and photographers.
Well, so this camera right here is on a wide angle now. So they've got them different. So that one's wide. And if the other one's, he's back in here now. And so now he's in the shot. No, they went off screen for a little bit. Do you want me to leave us? Do you want me to take us out of this segment?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, because we've got to go on anyway. Hey, you're listening to Vital Health Radio. We'll be back. More info and a great guest. You're listening to it. And it's brought to you by Nutrition World.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Save the date, Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize U is coming July the 11th, 2026. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event you don't want to miss. This year, we're moving the Nooga Dentistry stage from the Convention Center to the brand new Erlanger Park. Listen to the Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize U podcast for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
Ready for a home upgrade in Catoosa County? This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty, and you could have a stunning 5-bedroom home that backs up to a 15-acre lake with your own private dock. The views from the back deck are amazing. The home is well-maintained and ready for you to move in at 87 Cherokee Lake Drive in Ringgold, Georgia. Call me for a tour, 423-315-1815. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
You work out hard in the gym. You strive to eat healthy. You only want the best ingredients in the supplements you put into your body. Choose the nutritional supplements that can optimize your health. This is why Nutrition World is your buying headquarters for the best in bodybuilding and nutritional supplements. Don't choose the other guys. Choose Nutrition World. Stop by their Lee Highway location or purchase online at nutritionw.com. Nutrition World, more than just a vitamin store.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com. We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones here with Clint Powell, where Clint asks the questions many people are afraid might sound dumb, which is exactly why they're usually the smartest questions in the room. But in this segment, we're going to focus on practical ways to create more daily energy and long-term wellness with a wonderful guest that I met through a series of events, and she's coming to us from Virginia, Dr. Fleetwood. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you. Thank you. It's really good to be here.
We are here with Clint Powell and Dr. Kurt Dehring, and I am in a room with two pharmacists, and I think that's pretty dang cool. And I think I'm in a room with two pharmacists who tend to probably not be super prescribers or super endorsers of polypharmacy. Am I guessing you right, Dr. Fleetwood?
Oh, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
I have to talk Dr. Dehring off the cliff sometimes. I'm actually a bigger proponent of drugs than he is. Oh. Only a few now. I mean, a little tiny handful, but he's gone way over, but I love him. He's been with us a couple years now.
Well, what I like to say is that I didn't know what I didn't know. If I would have known, everything in life is risk versus benefit. And had I known that there was alternatives out there in the nutraceutical world, I would have switched over a long time ago. I just figured you had to put up with the risk of what little benefits you might get from a pharmaceutical. I didn't know there was alternatives. Now I know. It opened up a whole new world for me.
And so that comes down to informed consent, right?
Right.
Because healthcare practitioners have a legal and ethical obligation to provide informed consent, which means the risks and the benefits and the alternatives. But doctors don't know what they don't know.
Yep.
And what they don't know could hurt their patients.
Absolutely.
I don't know quite as much about your past or your history, how you got here. So I'm curious, before you guys start throwing into the subject of the matter today, have you always had this approach, or did you kind of start off in the traditional method as well, the thought, and then you just kind of found this along the way?
I wanted to go into the performing arts, actually, major in music, minor in drama, theater. Mm-hmm. And my mom said, Chris Faye, you're going to have to work twice as hard and make half as much as any man, and I need for you to be financially independent. So that gives you a brief window into the dysfunction that I grew up under. Anyhow, so I took a test when I was, 17, 18 years old, just before I graduated high school, that said I was well-suited for the healing arts. Mm. Doctor, pharmacist, nurse, dentist. None of those appealed to me at all. But I chose pharmacy because I really like to mix things together. Mm-hmm. And after being in practice for, it was less than a decade, because by the time my 10-year mark rolled around, I was enrolled at Bastyr University to go for my doctorate in naturopathic medicine, which is 180 degrees different, right?
Yeah.
But I had this niggling suspicion that antihypertensive drugs, for example, were actually causing lipid abnormalities, and then the statins were pushing people into type 2 diabetes.
What year was that? I gotta ask, what year was this, do you think?
That would have been 86.
Wow.
Mid-80s.
You were way ahead of the curve.
Yep.
Maybe.
Yeah. It took me to the year 2008.
40 years later that I finally got the book written. So... but asking other pharmacists, hey, have you noticed? No, Christy, no, it's not. Well, okay, but what about these kids with the ear infections? And they keep coming in. for the same kinds of antibiotics, or even if the antibiotic class gets changed, the kids keep getting ear infections. Don't you think there's got to be something? No, Christy, no, there's nothing. Well, what about you? You're a type 2 diabetic, and you keep eating that white bread. What if you ate, Christy, a calorie is a calorie is a calorie. A fat gram is a fat gram is a fat gram. It does not matter what you eat. And I'm like, okay, hold on. This is 1980 something. No, it would have been later. It would have been mid 90s because I graduated in 88 from pharmacy school. So I said to one of my pharmacy partners, it can't be right that a gram is a gram is a gram, because we went sugar free in the 70s. We went fat free in the 80s. So by all accounts, Americans should be the skinniest people on the planet, but we aren't. I haven't been very far, but where I've gone outside of this country, when I come back, I'm always shocked because we are not healthy, and we spend more money, twice as much than the next highest spender country-wise, for health. And yet our health statistics are looking worse than emerging countries. You don't call them third world countries anymore, politically incorrect. So I'll apologize in advance for being politically incorrect.
No, you don't
but
have to apologize.
After 10 years, and thank you, good. Y'all are my people. I had a significant health scare in my mid-20s, and conventional medicine couldn't do anything for me. My lymph nodes were so swollen, I couldn't check the rearview mirror when I was driving, but my blood work came back fine. So they put me on antibiotics, and more antibiotics, and my gut was wrecked, and they gave me more antibiotics. And then said, okay, we don't know what's wrong with you. Maybe you have some weird sort of lymphoma. We would like to refer you to a hematologist oncologist. Great. By the time I could get into that specialist 8 months later, I figured I would be dead. So I did self-study in what on earth, literally, we had been using to keep one another healthy before petrochemical pharmaceuticals came along and took over the globe. And I studied on my own Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, physical medicine, reflexology, healing touch, massage, herbs as medicine, food as medicine, orthomolecular medicine, which is nutrients as medicine, high dose nutrients. Homeopathy, have I missed anything? Mm-hmm. And then through a random sequence of events, three different things happened in a fairly short time frame that all talked about naturopathic medicine, including Pharmacy CE up in Philadelphia that was taking place over three weekends, like one weekend a month for the summer. And I drove up to Philadelphia all three times. And one of the speakers, lo and behold, was a naturopathic doctor.
Wow.
And I remember thinking, oh,
that's what you want to do.
That's what I want to be when I grow up. And here I am all grown up and I'm a naturopathic doctor.
I love that. And I also love Bastyr. The whole history, the qualifications are incredibly stringent. And it is those who don't know it would certainly not recognize it. But you deserve hospital privileges in every state of the union, which you don't have at this point. But who knows what the future holds. And I love your story of turning.
Yeah, just be glad.
Thank you.
That was a blessing in disguise.
Absolutely. And I didn't see it then. I was really angry at God, actually, for what had happened in my mid-20s. So I wasn't talking to him except to go. But looking back, he had me covered the whole time.
Wonderful.
Like, there's no way I would have gotten, I wouldn't be here without significant grace.
What was the book you held up?
Thank you for asking. Oh, this is my brand new baby. I birthed it just a couple of months ago. This
Diseases of the Drugs.
Book.
Diseases of the Drugs.
Diseases of the Drugs. Okay, so we're here to talk about harm by medicine. The scientific term for that is iatrogenesis. harm by medicine. We're not talking about medical negligence. We're talking about the patterns that I was seeing in the pharmacy. That you take a drug and you end up with a whole different diagnosis, but you still have the first diagnosis. So now you're taking drugs for two diagnoses, and just a matter of time, you've got a third drug on your list with a third diagnosis.
It's so interesting because Dr. Dehring, that was his whole preparation for today's show, wasn't it?
It was.
And then I didn't realize what you were going to talk about. So it works out great, but you're echoing him and he would be echoing you. And I know that you're I do a lot of speaking on different platforms. And I just last week made a big push to the fact that the statistics are very accurate, that the average American's on 17 prescriptions per year. And again, like you said, we're at the bottom of the list of quality health and quality health care. So what do we do about this? How are you helping people?
Okay, so first, the pharmacist's brain writes iatrogenesis. And because I'm focusing on the prescriptions, not the procedures, and I love alliteration, I call it Diseases of the Drugs. It's got a great ring. So this first book, the series is called, I don't know that you can see the spine, but the series is called The Disease Reversal Project. This is volume one on the cardiometabolic issues. This is the number one or two killer in the U.S. year after year. We've got cardiac problems, cardiovascular disease, primarily high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and high blood glucose. They're pictured here. And I tell you, I give you the informed consent, all the stuff that your medical doctor didn't, so that you can make an informed decision of whether you continue with medical management, which is fine. That's your choice. But you really deserve to know. And then if you choose the alternative, because I lay out the alternatives too, you flip the book over and find my naturopathic doctor brain for disease reversal in those same three problems.
Wow.
High blood pressure, wonky cholesterol, and type 2 diabetes. These are lifestyle driven. So until you are taught how to live differently for a different outcome, the best you can hope for is slowing down the continuing process of the disease and being medically managed. Even if you decided to use nutraceuticals instead of pharmaceuticals, most of them are made in such a way that you're getting a lot of junk and not a whole lot of benefit. So the risk is actually higher with a lot of nutraceuticals. Not all. There are some really good companies out there. And there's some really sketchy ones. So you got to read your labels and you got to know what you're looking for.
That's one reason Dr. Dehring does so well at educating the public here in Chattanooga, because he knows his stuff like you do. And we have built a reputation of quality, but he backs it up with credentials and his experience. What is your feeling really quickly on the statin issue? Because Dr. Dehring has very outspoken times with these statins. Where are you with him?
So the statins, when they first came on the market, the original statin, which was Mevacor, simvastatin, the scientists that worked on that, this was a Merck Sharp and Dohme product, the scientist that worked on that brought it to his bosses with coenzyme Q10 attached to the simvastatin. And he explained to the stakeholders that the coenzyme Q10 was what the statins would interrupt the most, and this is how we get energy, how we make ADP into ATP. So he said, you know, let's add the CoQ10. I've added it so that we reduce the worst of the side effects associated with statins. And the bosses said, no, take it out. For one, it's too expensive. For two, you are alerting the public to iatrogenesis, and we don't want them to know. That scientist left Merck. Thank you, scientist. And the pharmaceutical company has moved the number for cholesterol lower and lower over time, to the point that when you look at when the statins came on the market and you look where we are now, we don't have any fewer people dropping dead from heart attacks and strokes, but we do have an awful lot of dementia, erectile dysfunction, and fertility issues because our brains have to have cholesterol. We have to have cholesterol in order to make any of our sex hormones. So, and if you go to a different country and you take a look at their levels for what is healthy and what is not, they have very different understanding of what cholesterol means to human physiology than what we are being taught here in the U.S. It's outrageous.
What do you think about that, Dr. Deering?
Well, yeah, I think Big Pharma has run the show for way too long, and it's been to the detriment of the health of Americans. But sad part, sad part is that while I run into people every day and I'm helping people every day and you're helping people every day, and it makes a big difference, don't get me wrong, but there are so many people being left behind.
Mm-hmm. Which is why I'm writing books. I got kicked off of all social media in 2020. I'm really...
Congratulations.
Thank you. I recently met both Sherry Tenpenny and Christiane Northrup. They're osteopathic doctor and medical doctor, respectively, both in the Disinformation Dozen. And I got to say to both of them, thank you for being the badass women that you are. And I'm really irritated that I did not get listed with y'all. I mean, I got kicked off of social media. I got shadow banned. I got kicked out of the schools. I got kicked out of all the places.
Wow.
And because I'm old school, I've decided that this is an acceptable way to get my message out, because I'm not going to go back to Meta because we're invited back. Why would I?
I love your passion. You and Dr. Deering have shared similar passions.
Absolutely. I just wish I would have had something happen earlier on in my career to move me, but I'm at the...
Like a major trauma? Okay.
Well...
a wake-up call of some sort.
That's what it takes.
Mine was not a major trauma.
Honestly,
it was just feeling bad all the time. Mine was not a major trauma. It was just feeling bad all the time, feeling just tired, feeling brain fog. Yeah. I needed to make a change.
But didn't you have some intuition that what you were doing just didn't sound like the right path at times?
Being a legal drug pusher?
I can say the first stuff that came to make me change was when I could no longer in good conscience run a cholesterol clinic, because to me, the only options were pharmaceuticals. Lo and behold, we don't trust anybody out there to do, you know, lifestyle measures. They're not going to do it. So you just dismiss it altogether. But it was actually when I went through my own experience that I learned that a plant-based diet was healing. It cured me. And I started doing that in my diabetes clinic. And that's when I started de-prescribing, started taking people off.
Because you saw it was working.
It worked for me. And then I saw it drop people 4 points on their A1Cs without medications and getting them off medications. So that's what, that was my biggest change ever right there, other than going through some other events in my life that led me to Ed Jones, which took me through a whole nother level of where I am now.
Cool.
Sweet.
Yeah.
But what you've just pointed out is the only way to survive your diagnosis is to change your lifestyle.
Yep.
Because the new drugs coming on the market for type 2 diabetes are three different agents from three different drug classes, and then we put them on insulin.
It's horrific.
Because it does not stop the disease process. You have to change your life in order to drop off the disease, but it's totally doable. And I wrote this little booklet. It's just a little booklet, and people can't buy this one. You have to be a healthcare practitioner with a license in order to get this deprescribing booklet. I'm going to be writing one of these, with each of these books that I write, to help naturopathic doctors and medical doctors deprescribe, because I do it all the time.
I love the word.
I love it.
Deprescribe. And Dr. Deering could get that book, couldn't he? He has the credentials to get that book.
He could.
That's what we're going to do.
This is just for type 2 diabetes, dyslipidemia, and hypertension. But think about that. Think about that diabetic patient who comes in with a hemoglobin A1C of over 17. I had this woman.
Wow. That's out of control.
And it does not matter what you put her on.
You're, nope.
It doesn't matter if it's going to give a 2% reduction. She's still going to be at over 15.
Yeah.
Do the math. You can't. Oh.
but that's what they want.
It took 5 months. 5 months. But with her changing her lifestyle, and she was completely off her Januvia.
Hey, I love your stories because Dr. Dehring has similar stories. You two are follow yes. the same pattern. Hey, this has gone so fast, the time that we have, Dr. Fleetwood. Tell people, they want to get your book. People who listen will want to order your yeah. book to learn more. How okay. can they access you?
It's easy. It's myname.com, ChristyFleetwood.com. That's for the book.
Christy with a K or a C?
There. No, no. Thanks. Good. Like Agatha Christie or Christy Brinkley. ChristieFleetwood, like Fleetwood Mac, FleetwoodMac.com/books. And you're right there at the ordering spot.
Sweet, sweet. Well, this has been one of those random things that happened that is beautiful. So thank you so much for joining us. I would love to do this again Absolutely. In 2 to 3 months, and we can have a different okay. topic if we can do that. Yeah.
You bet.
All right.
I'm in.
All right, my friend.
Dr. Fleetwood, thank you very much for being here today. And also, we love the fact that we've got listeners. If you'll stay tuned when we come back, it'll be more of Vital Health Radio, and it's all brought to you by Nutrition Woman.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio with Ed Jones and my co-host Clint Powell. Clint keeps us grounded in the real world while I bring nearly 5 decades of experience in nutrition and wellness. And together, our goal is to help navigate the overwhelming world of health advice and find out what truly moves your needle. What are your podcasts? Because you are an educator. I think any good podcaster, I would consider a teacher almost.
I appreciate that. Now, I've got a bunch of podcasts. The ones I own, all of them can be found at NugaPodcast.com, NugaPodcast, and that's plural.com. But I host and share a bunch of my friends' podcasts, about 22 of them, but I have 9. I just had a couple good ones this week, just so everybody knows. I had a Roger Allen Wade, a country music star with Dixie Fuller on. I had the pro running back, former NFL All-Pro Gerald Riggs on. And then on Crimecast, we had Cody Womp and the folks from the DA's office in. So you can go check those out. Just find all of them at NugaPodcast.com. Thank you, sir.
I want to talk about a product that Katie told me about. I'm hugely always disappointed with soap. I don't know about you and your relationship with soap.
You know, it's I've got my soap I use. I ordered a Kirk's. It's a no fragrance, no additives. I like it. But so my relationship with soap is pretty good.
Pretty good. Okay.
I dig it. I've dug soap my whole life.
Not like your marriage or anything?
Wow. I don't know. I'll let her respond to you. Please send him the hate mail, ma'am.
Soaps tend to dry my skin out. All of them, except now I have the solution. It's actually a shampoo, but I always use shampoos as my soap. One is I'm lazy. I only want one bottle. But this Vita Prima, oh my gosh. It says Nature's Elixir Shampoo. And it's just read that you're supposed to shake it before using it. So maybe I'll get it better after that. But it has tallow. It has raw manuka honey in it. It has coconut oil, castor oil, and lavender, ashwagandha, aloe vera, rosemary, and 100% tallow as a first ingredient. Wow. I've never, ever had soap that stayed with me as a moisturizer for 6 to 8 hours. And this is a keeper for me. And it also makes my hair look like a movie star. I think I've had several women tell me that. I don't know.
Huh. You did? Really? All right. Well, good for you, Ed, because I don't think your hair always looks great, Ed. Your hair always looks fantastic.
Thank you.
I'm trying to make
it
sound a bad word.
There you go.
Trying to keep my job.
Went to the meat only, or I like to call it the carnivore conference in Gatlinburg.
Yeah, you know why? Because meat only.
It just doesn't sound.
No, that's dumb. I'm glad you call it something different. They should change the name.
So this was on May 12th on Fox News, and it doesn't. I mean, I'll pick up CNN News, Fox News, anything with health, I'll pick up. It just happened to be on Fox News. Let me tell you real quick some of the things I learned at this conference. First off, there was about 700 people at this conference. Right at the convention center in Gatlinburg. I got there Friday evening, and I was there Friday evening, Saturday, and then left Sunday. Mm-hmm. And Amber also was there. There was about, I couldn't believe the amount of people, first off. There was about 700. And if everybody was coming into the room, there wasn't enough chairs, so there's probably 50 people standing up. The first thing that that they said at the opening was, I want you to raise your hands regarding how many of you in this audience feel that the carnivore diet saved your life. Not made you better, saved your life. And 80% raised their hands.
Wow.
Now, these are people who were desperately ill or desperately sick. And it was almost like a revival because of the excitement. There was not jumping up and down and all that, but I could feel the passion in this room for wanting to learn more about how does food affect our health? What do nutrients do? How can we be better? And all about exercise. And here's the second thing. Out of those 700 people, and I've said this a couple times already, I counted about 7 overweight people out of 700. Guarantee those 7 were probably drug along by their partner just because they wanted to.
Or maybe they started the process.
Maybe they started the process.
They used to be bigger than you saw them.
I am judging them a little bit.
Yeah.
But I've never seen a healthier group of people. Now, do I believe that we should eat nothing but meat? No, I don't. Some of these people did do that. Most of the people are balancing the modest amount of healthy carbs of right choices, not the starches, not the things that feed the bad bacteria. But generally, as I always preach, high protein, healthy fats, and low carbohydrates. And there's a lot with the immune system interaction that creates the healing of this type of diet. Now, it is necessary to eat the cleanest, leanest meats that you can find. This is not going to KFC. and filling up on those meats. Now, Bani Hara, I don't know if you know her, but she was called the Food Babe. The Food Babe is a very famous lady who has a New York Times bestseller. I've seen her in person before. She leads campaigns that pressured many companies from Subway sandwiches to Kraft, Starbucks, Kellogg's, Miller Beer, and Chick-fil-A to change their recipes because she protested very aggressively about the chemicals that were in that. In fact, the food I grew up on, Kraft macaroni and cheese, she got the formula recipe changed because there
Back to the original probably?
No. Well, you know what? I don't know. I
bet it was.
That's a good question. I wonder what the recipe was in the 60s, because that's 60s and 70s is when I lived on Kraft macaroni and cheese, but mainly the 60s.
Right.
Yeah, I bet you're right. I bet you they changed it.
I bet they just
That makes me feel better because I kept thinking, oh, man, I was poisoning myself. Now, here's the rule book from what I took from this conference is, first off, try your best to eat the cleaner meats. What does that mean? That means the ones that are more farm-raised, like we offer at Nutrition World, but also plenty of stores offer good, clean, organic meat. B, the second is, I don't agree with the no carbs because I've seen people's blood work who are on no carbs, and after 6 months, it tends to decline to a point of worrisomeness, and I don't like that. But I do agree that cutting out the grains, all starchy vegetables, legumes, nut, and seeds makes most people feel drastically better. Secondly is, there was a lady speaking there, Sally Norton. Sally Norton changed my life, if you remember, that when I had double hip replacement only a couple months before that, as I was delving into the whys and the mysteries of how did I end up wearing both hips out when all I did was I weight trained, but I didn't run. I didn't do heavy squats. I did nothing that would cause a lot of wear and tear, but they were gone. They were completely destroyed. And Sally Norton wrote a book called Toxic Superfoods on oxalates. You probably get tired of me mentioning the oxalates, but it is key if we want to age gracefully with less aches and pains. Oxalates are glass-like compounds that end up concentrating somewhere. They can cause eye problems, female problems, skin problems, but generally they go to joints. And she had a little saying out there when she first walked out, Sally Norton, to give a speech, what nourishes you can often poison you. And that is so true. I lived my whole life thinking if it's nutritional and it's organic, it has to be good for my body. And it's simply not true. We have to choose better foods that are compatible and put nutrients down the list. I know it sounds weird, but it is what I think. Talking about that at this conference, the amount of psychiatric conditions that might be responsive to this type of diet, which is a diet on this one, which is more keto-based, which is lower carb. But psychiatric conditions seemingly are very connected to this type of diet for improvement. I thought that was pretty cool. Callie Means, Stanford senior advisor in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, was there, spoke passionately about how, and they wrote a book, him and his sister, Good Energy, which has made huge runs across the whole country and world, really. And Casey is the physician, the brother of the other one. And they, they let it rip about how without the administration and RFK, we would not be where we are today. And they both made a big point. This, please don't make this political. This is about truth and healing, getting through the barriers, getting rid of some of the dogma that has prevented a lot of
progress. The challenge is going to be when the administrations change, and they always do down the road, is there a push to go back?
I know.
And that, well, that's just going to be interesting because I don't know if people are, I think people are now are used to having these different conversations.
They are, and I don't think we can shut the door. I truly don't. Dr. Berg, if you've not listened to Dr. Berg, go to YouTube. He has so many wonderful 3 to 7 minute topics on anything. If right now you have ringing in the ears, go to Dr. Berg, type in ringing in the ears. You will be amazed. But his whole speech was on vitamin D, and symptoms of low D in his experience is low back pain, mood changes, frequent colds, glaucoma, that was a new one on me, which is eye pressure, hair loss, and brain fog. And he explained very eloquently why some of the research seems to be flawed, because a lot of the supposed health experts say, well, we don't really have the back, the depth of studies that we need to confirm that it's that important. And I'm not going to go into it here, but there's two different ways to interpret the levels of vitamin D. And most studies are looking at the most inaccurate way to determine that. So I will just leave it at that. And then lastly, why is it that some people don't have much vitamin D or don't get results? Is because they have something called vitamin D resistance. And vitamin D resistance is like many things, insulin resistance and other areas of the body where it just doesn't absorb the molecules. And this is one reason why everything from, and also diseases like Lyme, TB, cancer, Epstein-Barr, mold, down-regulate vitamin D receptors. That means you can show it in the blood, but it's not getting into the cellular structure. And that's why some of the studies are not showing a huge benefit. Does that make sense to you?
It does. I don't know if you're looking it up. It looks like the Kraft macaroni and cheese is actually healthier today than 1960s.
No.
Yeah, the 60s were better than the 2010s, 2015, until they had this shift.
Okay.
So, yeah, so you had better options back then. It was mostly whey protein, milk, fat, salt, cheese, cultures of phosphates, some artificial colorings. But the 2010s, that there was up until then, it had yellow dye, yellow 5, yellow 6, a bunch of artificial flavors.
Yep.
A bunch of now the swing back as of 2026 is it's whey, milk, fat, milk protein concentrate, tapioca flour, paprika, turmeric, and no artificial dyes whatsoever.
So the 60s, I was okay.
60s, you were not as good as today, but you were better than it's been from like 1980 to 2015.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I know that day we talked about Alpo dog food and you looked it up.
Well, that's I mean even then we're learning some new stuff. You know, even if you were to take what we've had until RFK came in, you would rather eat the 60s than you would have everything since the 80s. So, yes.
That.
Yeah, you were doing better back then.
All right, brother.
Yep. All right. When we come back, we'll wrap the show up. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, and it's brought to you by Nutrition World.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
You work out hard in the gym. You strive to eat healthy. You only want the best ingredients in the supplements you put into your body. Choose the nutritional supplements that can optimize your health. This is why Nutrition World is your buying headquarters for the best in bodybuilding and nutritional supplements. Don't choose the other guys. Choose Nutrition World. Stop by their Lee Highway location or purchase online at NutritionW.com. Nutrition World, more than just a vitamin store.
Ready for a home upgrade in Catoosa County? This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty, and you could have a stunning 5-bedroom home that backs up to a 15-acre lake with your own private dock. The views from the back deck are amazing. The home is well-maintained and ready for you to move in at 87 Cherokee Lake Drive in Ringgold, Georgia. Call me for a tour, 423-315-1815. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Save the date, Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize U is coming July the 11th, 2026. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event you don't want to miss. This year, we're moving the Nooga Dentistry stage from the Convention Center to the brand new Erlanger Park. Listen to the Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize U podcast for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, brought to you by Nutrition World. I'm Ed Jones here with Clint Powell, the only man who can connect the mitochondrial health with the Waffle House breakfast analog. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's finish today's show with practical takeaways you can begin immediately to improve your health.
Yeah. Mitochondria, energy. Waffles give you energy. There you go.
There you go. Got it figured out. Yep. Hey,
enough.
You were sitting in the store yesterday, and I so wish I'd had a mic.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because this lady came out to my... Clint and I, we were sitting in the window talking, chatting about how his body's falling apart. And she said, I got to thank you. We have had three generations of my family shop at Nutrition World for obviously 30 years, probably. And she just said, you just been a blessing to the community. And I love hearing positive, of course, who doesn't? I should have gone to get the mic because she was so sweet and it would have been something, a good keeper for me.
Right as she walked off, I thought it was great. She said, his arms look bigger than Ed's. And I thought that was really,
hearing aid must have gone down. I had no clue of those
words.
Thank
you, kind lady.
Hey,
no,
shut up. Okay. Hey, this was interesting. I'm not going back saying, Ed's got it all figured out, but intermittent fasting, which I do not agree with because you cannot consume enough protein, and I do believe it oversensitizes insulin, that then when you do eat, it goes up too high. But it says here, research now shows that intermittent fasting can trigger hair loss because it floods the hair follicles with toxic fatty acids when your body shifts from glucose burning to fat as fuel. So the hair follicles prefer glucose for energy, and they begin dying when they're forced to metabolize fat during fasting periods. And clinical trials have confirmed fasting slows hair regrowth in humans, regardless of calorie intake or timing, with the damage occurring from the fast feed cycle itself.
I didn't eat for 12 days. That's what happened apparently.
Yep.
My intermittent fasting lasted about 7 weeks before I ate again because I lost all my hair.
I'm having to wear sunglasses in here because the shine off.
No, but you know what? The one thing I like about the show is things do change, and we talk about the changes in attitudes, perspectives, and when new studies come out around intermittent fasting. Yeah,
that's right. Mentioned Vonnie Hari, the food babe. I forgot that I had this note. Huge win, Aldi, because of her. Only because of her, is banning 44 ingredients from their store brand products, including BHA, BHT, titanium dioxide, and a host of others. As she says, this is a huge win and proof that when we vote with our dollars, brands and retailers take notice. The strongest vote we have is our dollars. It truly is with regard to products and health. That is what runs.
But these conversations, I hate to say this, these conversations have been going on for decades. It's good to have someone in higher up like RFK to come in to help support them. Now you're getting, it gets more credence to it. I kind of like these conversations are getting more footing, it seems like.
And don't forget to empower your health. Be Well Labs right there on Lee Highway. Mm-hmm. Beginwithlabs.com for really detailed blood work. One. Two is, if you're really sickly, like I was last week with a stomach bug, my best solution would have been going to get an IV of fluids because I lost every drop, it seemed like, of fluids. And if you're capable of doing that, it seemed like the timing didn't work for me. Mm-hmm. But if I had a second chance to do it, I would have ran down there.
Yeah, I've been there before. I've gone and got an IV therapy. I love what they're doing there. And you've been listening. And by the way, Ed, I'll see you next week.
Hey,
we'll be back next week.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah. And we appreciate you listening. You're listening to Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by Nutrition World. See ya.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.